How about this story that made the rounds today? DeSean Jackson out for the year in Philadelphia. Now reports have surfaced that the Eagles are doing their homework on Antonio Brown. Good idea, bad idea, Arthur?
Oh, man. A unique idea. When you're talking about from a talent standpoint, obviously, the last time we saw AB on the field, he was an elite talent. I mean, that can't be understated. We know his impact when he's on the field. The issue is the off-the-field stuff, the pending investigations that are going on with him, and all the ramifications of that. I mean, if he's guilty of some of this stuff,
here's the best situation
to bring him in for.
So that's all like first priority.
Right.
You figure that out, and I think it looks a lot unsavory because it's just unsettled, and you could
Correct.
Be caught in a situation as a team that gets him
and that's
in a very bad
look.
Spot.
Correct.
Here's something, just hypothetically, I'm curious about how this kind of thing works. Say magically we knew that all of that stuff had disappeared mm-hmm. and it was he didn't do anything that would right. rise to a criminal level, whatever. Carson Wentz is the same agent as Ben Roethlisberger. Mm. Is that kind – now, you just your reaction there.
I didn't know that either.
I believe they share an agent. So does that kind of thing sort of make the rounds?
Put it like this. I don't think that has the same type of effect as if it was the other way around. Obviously, with Drew Rosenhaus, right? He's a guy that is a very polarizing figure. Everybody knows him. And his players sometimes get a certain label put on them because of who he is and how he handles business. I don't think that's the same situation with Carson Wentz and Ben Roethlisberger and other people that are represented by that agent. So I think in that regard, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
I think it's a bad idea, but I love it. I absolutely love the idea of Antonio
Just
Brown going to
Philly.
Philadelphia. I think those maniacs, those fans deserve him. I guarantee you that in Philadelphia on IP, our sister station there, you know, the fans are clamoring for a move like this because they'd throw their mother into that sinkhole on Penn Ave
A
Super Bowl. That's just the way they are. I know they already have one. But
it's the city of brotherly love,
does
though.
Does Peterson have a reputation of being good with working with guys like that who have outsized personalities?
I mean, he made LeGarrette Blunt work. He made Michael Bennett work.
DeSean Jackson himself has a pretty outsized personality.
I think Peterson probably would take something like that on.
Well, I think that's one part of the equation. The next part goes into the finances of it, right? What are you giving him in terms of him coming back, and what do you think he's willing to play for?
Don't you think he's reached a part here where, you know, beggars can't be choosers?
I don't know. I really don't know.
But where's the money coming in? It's not coming in from Pizza Hut anymore. It's not coming in from Nike. It's not coming in from the helmet manufacturer.
When you listen to some of the things that he would speak of in terms of him not needing the NFL, in terms of him making so much money and things like that, could it be that he's saying, hey, I'm not going to come back? Well, I understand that, but he could be saying, that, hey, I'm not willing to come back for crumbs.
I'm starting to believe more and more, Arthur, with every passing time that I hear that. And at first I didn't because of how competitive he was. And
right.
He seemed like his faculties are still there. People saying he doesn't want to play football anymore, like he doesn't want to deal with the wear and tear mm-hmm. and like the punishment that the sport dishes out. I'm starting to believe that now. I really am. Like mm-hmm. When I hear stories about Gronk or Marshawn Lynch and guys who, like both those guys, didn't touch their paychecks, like Marshawn's known to be great with his money just like Gronk is. I've never heard a single story like that about AB.
And AB's still working out like he's dying to play.
Yeah, and I feel like if that was the case, that he didn't actually need the money, I would be reading lots of stories about how he's got a war chest you wouldn't believe.
Correct. That's fair. But I will say this, though,
you
man.
You save your money? You doing a good job with that?
Yes, man. You know, I got kids and a wife. I got responsibilities, baby.
He just doesn't. So the budget every month is like utilities blank, mortgage blank, candy. And there's like two commas in that part
yes.
of the budget.
Because
it's $1 million.
If I had gone
budget.
Into the NFL as a 23-year-old, I would have blown right through it, 100%.
Well, I tell people this. The thing that saved me was I didn't see the bulk of my money until I was, 26, 27 when I signed in Pittsburgh.
And you knew how the deal was.
It was totally different then. Yeah, my first three seasons, man, I was on rookie minimum deals as a 6th-round draft pick. My first time. I don't even want to get into the numbers of what I was making. My first time making a substantial annual salary was my 4th year in Buffalo. And then from there, I'm starting to be a lot more mature, married kids. And then obviously I signed what I signed when I come here to Pittsburgh. And that's when everything drastically changed. But I was a way more mature individual at that point in my career.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Great answer. Route 19 in the South Hills. Black Friday is not just one day. It's every day in November at Sun.